is a Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 to 17. But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me. And more also, if anything but death part you and me." That's a strong affirmation, a strong proclamation from Ruth talking to her mother-in-law, Naomi. I read the book of Ruth. It's a very small book in the Bible, and that touched my heart. If you think about the whole story, that period of the time was characterized by immoral sexuality and depravity, all kind of bad stuff that happened in that region. And Ruth is from the country of Moab. And most of the time people say, can anything good come from Moab? Because we all know that people from Moab, they are descendants of Lot when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. So if you go to the Bible and you read it, you will fully understand what's going on over there. But the three things I would like to emphasize on is, God wants us to honor Him, because He said, if you honor Him, He will honor you. And He wants us to have the right focus, to be focused on Him. And He wants us to be obedient. That's all He needs us to do. That's it. But most of the time, it's very difficult for us to be focused, to have the right focus, and to seek for God diligently. Naomi, who is Ruth's mother-in-law, she departs from Bethlehem to go to the country of Moab because of famine in the region. I know in America we have plenty of food and we never have famine over here, but in Africa or Asia or Israel, that happens sometimes because agriculture depends mostly on the weather. So if you don't have enough rain, you can face this problem very easily. So Naomi and her husband, they moved to the country of Moab to stay over there. But unfortunately, when they get there, a few years later, her husband passed away. And then her son, she got two sons. The two sons passed away too. So that's a very bad situation she was facing. We have three ladies. All of them, they lost their husband. And the time was very difficult. The circumstance was very difficult for them to live. So finally, Naomi made up her mind to go back home because she heard that God visited his people, Israel, and now they got enough bread in the house. So Naomi decided to go back home. And before she left, she blessed her daughter-in-laws and told them to go back to their people. For a normal person, what we expect for Orpah and Ruth is, okay, we're going back to our people and you go back to your country. Finally, Orpah decided to go back to her people and to her family. But Ruth, she decided to cling with her mother-in-law and to go to Israel. I believe she might find in her mother-in-law something very good that she tried to cling to her, to know more, hopefully. She's a woman of God. And then Ruth wants to stay with her. At the very beginning, Naomi was telling Ruth to stay in the country, not to move back to Israel. But finally, she said she will go back with her mother-in-law. And she got this affirmation that wherever you go, I will go. And one thing I like about this is she said, your people will be my people. And then, not just the people, but your God. So this relationship is going deeper and deeper. And she forgot about her whole people. And she wants to embrace a new destination. And she doesn't know exactly what's waiting for her over there. And she's trusting God. But God worked in a mysterious way. We cannot understand the way God worked for us. And one thing we have to rely on is the calm that we have in the middle of the storm. If you have calm in the midst of the storm, you pass your test. But if you don't have your calm and you are lost, you are disoriented, you don't know what to do, at that time the enemy will take hold of you. So Ruth decided to go back to Israel with the mother-in-law and see. When they went back, things are getting worse. To that point, Naomi decides that white people will call me Naomi. She wants to be called Mara. That means bitterness. So if you look at the whole situation, you'll be facing some situation, and sometimes if you don't pay attention, you can lose your faith. That happened. And if you take a look, whatever is your job, or in the house, or your financial situation, just take a closer look and you see things are getting pretty tough for everybody. And we need to get hold of Jesus to help us go through this storm and to have faith and to believe in him, and he will carry us through. Because he didn't promise us a tribulation-free life. We're going to face some challenge in this life. We're going to have tribulation. But we cannot do it with our own strength. He said, if you trust in Him, He will renew your strength every morning, like the eagles. A few years ago, I have a friend. We be working in the mall together. He's a very nice friend. But he's Muslim. And this friend, when he comes to the mall every morning, he stopped by, I was working the restaurant, and he stopped by my restaurant, and he asked everybody, do you want coffee or whatever you want, he can buy it for you before he starts his day. He's a very good friend of mine. But unfortunately, he's Muslim. I started talking to him about Jesus. But I think he received a little bit of Jesus when he was in his country. He's from Africa too. But he didn't convert. One day he approached me. He said, Alfred, you know what? I'm on a commission. And since this morning, I didn't sell anything at all. And I told him, let's pray and see what God can do for you. So he allowed me to pray for him. And from 6 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock, he got two transactions. And for those two transactions, he made like 8,000. He worked for sales in the equipment department. 8,000. And when he finished the last transaction, he ran to me and he said, you cannot believe what I just get. It's like, what I get now is what I'm supposed to get for the whole week in 2 hours. So this is the way God works. We need to trust Him. God is good. And He wants us to have the best. But most of the time, we just want to work things our own way. God got a bigger plan for us. He got a bigger plan. And if we inquire of God what our plan is supposed to be, He will tell us. He will. But what happens most of the time is we say, oh, I can handle this by myself. I don't need God. And this is a very small stuff. It doesn't work that way. The Bible says, in everything, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He will. He is the living God. Coming back to the story of Ruth, before Ruth went to the field to glean, Boaz knows already about Ruth. Maybe he didn't know him by sight, but he heard about her. And he heard that she was taking good care of her mother-in-law. So this is the way God works in our life. Wherever we are, we need to shine our light. So people who are close to us, they know that we have Jesus. And we don't just do the talk, but we work it. Amen? Yeah. That story is a very interesting story. And by the end, we see what God did in the life of Ruth and Naomi and Boaz. By the way, this period of time in the Bible was characterized by an extreme spiritual and moral decay in Israel. Boaz, who is not the the nearest relative, bought the land from Naomi, marry Ruth, and carry on the family name through the birth of their son. Boaz exemplified the compassion and love of a redeemer. The lesson we can learn from this is to honor others, because by doing so, we honor God. He created them. The Bible teaches us about the golden rule, the way you're supposed to treat others. And by doing so, you're working for the kingdom. And we don't have to be self-centered. Just think about ourselves. If you take a look at about the life of those ladies, all of them, they are in trouble because they don't have any resources. It's a time of big famine in the country. But nevertheless, Ruth was focused on her mother-in-law and tried to meet all her needs. And that's a way for us as Christians to be proactive and to be compassionate about other people, because Jesus Christ himself, he loved the people and he is compassionate. He feeds the people. He healed the people. And he wants us to be compassionate too about his people. And be oriented to serve people, to be a servant leader. This is the only way we can make it. And this is the only way we can change the society in which we live. And we don't have to be focused on ourselves. Because if you are focused on yourself, you just feel discouraged. You don't even have the motivation, because what you look at around you and your own problem is just a difficult situation. It's just hardship. But if you look at other people, you can find a way to help and to serve them and to be like Jesus, who give us the sense of a servant leader. And faced to this situation, faced to our circumstances, we have to start counting our blessings to see what God has done for us and what he promised to do in our life. In Jeremiah 29:11, he said he got a good plan for us. A plan to prosper us. A plan to give us hope in Christ Jesus. So we need to have the proper focus and help other person to fulfill the plan God has for them. When you look at your neighbor, you will find always a way to help them, a way to make a difference in their life. And the third point is that we need to be obedient. The Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. So how can we be obedient? We need to read the Word of God and put it into application. Even though what God is asking us is very difficult, you have to do it. It's better than sacrifice, because God doesn't want our sacrifice. He just wants us to be obedient and to be faithful in everything we are doing, even though it's a small thing. In the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. It is written, "And if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This should be our attitude. And this is the attitude of Ruth, who, even though she is from Moab country, she decides to go back to Israel and to live with her mother-in-law, and to serve the people where she's from, and to serve the gods, who is the living gods, our gods. This is our attitude. We need to serve the gods, Almighty, the creator of earth and heaven, the one who owns the whole universe. The Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God. So this will be our focus. Just seek diligently the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added to us. Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity you give us to share your word and to reflect on the proclamation of Ruth, who want to serve you as her God. And through this obedience, Boaz and Ruth, they become a famous ancestor in the life of Jesus and in the life of our God that we serve. Amen.